Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Newsmakers Podcast. This is Kyle Gargaro, editorial director of the ACHR News. Today, we're talking with Mike Disney, COO and co-owner of CEO Warrior. Thanks for joining us today, Mike.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm super excited to be here.
I guess just to start us off, for those that are unfamiliar, can you fill us in on what CEO Warrior is all about? It says it a little bit in the name there, I feel like, but why don't you explain it?
Yeah, so we are a training and implementation organization that serves a multitude of geographies. So we're in over five countries now. We have people in multitude of places. And we are a company that was developed inside of a home service company and just created this best practice group on steroids, if you will, to kind of help people really kind of work through the challenges of business ownership, what it looks like to recategorize who they are from an identity standpoint, and really just drive great results in their business.
How did you end up here? What's your background?
Yeah, so I'm an auto mechanic by trade, believe it or not. And so I am originally from Baltimore, moved up to New Jersey. My wife wanted to move back home near her family. So she's born and raised in Central New Jersey. I had the fortune of working with a company called Gold Metal Service in Central New Jersey. And I was managing their fleet at my automotive centers and got to be really friendly with one of the owners. And life transition happened for me. I ended up selling my automotive centers and I was gifted an opportunity to come over and work in the sales division, work on lead generation, help them with a retail developmental thing that they had with Costco. And it just kind of took off from there. I fell in love with the industry and HVAC sales and HVAC guys and installers, and just kind of led me to be here today.
That's great. Obviously, our audience is HVAC contractors, but you kind of find at CEO Warrior, it's the same issues that the plumbers have, the electricians, the garage door openers, that sort of thing.
Yeah, so we're in a bunch of different verticals, right? So plumbing, heating, cooling, electric being our core business, because that's what we did at Gold Metal Service. But yeah, garage doors, pest control, landscapers, construction, reconstruction to homes. I think everybody has fundamentally the same issues and challenges, whether or not it's finding the right recruiting path for your business, understanding your financial responsibility to your business, developing and building a new identity to create profit, and all those things in your business. I think everybody has really the same challenges.
So what do you see, I guess, specifically for HVAC contractors or contractors in general? What is their biggest blind spot that you're seeing?
Well, I think things are changing. I think the environment has created a different approach to this. And I think it's really talent. I think really when you think about the HVAC, I mean, I had a couple of service experts in my home yesterday, and I couldn't be more pleased with the ability for them to kind of work through things and educate me on the things that they know. And I just think, the development of talent, the training mechanisms that need to be in place to promote better work for your clients, I think that's really the biggest thing that a lot of guys have. But I do believe there's more of awareness for that, because you can't just go pluck HVAC guys off trees anymore. They're not out there so readily available. And, building and having the discipline of training and having quality talent on your team is the big obstacle, at least mentally, for a lot of guys.
Sure. And I guess there's two parts to that, right? There's hiring and there's retention. So I guess we'll obviously take the hiring first. Do you guys have any kind of tricks of the trade on where to find people, and then also to how to vet them out before you bring them onto the team?
Yeah, well, I mean, one of the things we say at CEO Warrior, which is a staple of all of our events, is none of you have a hiring problem. Not one of you have a hiring problem. Every single one of you have a retention problem.
That makes sense.
We really talk about, the reason people struggle to hire is because they do it when there's a need, when there's an opportunity, or when something happens where a guy leaves, a couple people leave, somebody has some kind of unfortunate incident where they have to miss work for a week or two. And then we kind of rush to the gates of, oh my gosh, where are we going to find people? And the reality is you have to do it on a daily basis. There has to be a routine and a habit to it. It has to be part of your marketing plan and budget. You have to be hyper-focused on it. And quite frankly, as owners and critical managers in today's world of HVAC, you got to get comfortable with the uncomfortable. You got to meet people in places where you normally wouldn't have a conversation, whether it's the aisle in Home Depot or at the diner or the place you pick up your morning coffee. You have to become the credibility and the authority in your market. And you have to let people know that you're looking for great people. And I just think, really, Kyle, it comes down to, are you doing it on a daily basis? Do you have a plan for it? Because the diamond in the rough is right around the corner. And if you're not looking for him, he'll pass you right by.
And a lot of contractors I talk to are kind of leveraging their current employees to get future employees with bonus programs and that sort of thing. Is that something you're seeing at CEO Warrior and something you guys encourage?
Yeah, I mean, I think
further downfalls.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's some really great upside to that, only because, like, if you have A players or B plus players on your team, they're going to bring the same people in. They don't like C players. They don't like D players. They're not attracted to them. They don't live in the circles of that. That being said, that's the pitfall, right? If you've got average guys, they're going to bring average guys onto the team. Who they hang around with is how they participate in life. And so there's a great upside to that. I think the law of attraction is awesome. I think really what it comes down to, when you do bring a C player or B player onto your team, what is your onboarding process? What's your training mechanisms? What's the up to speed time frame? And a lot of guys are rushing it, right? They come, like, right now it's we're coming up on the end of February, right? We're going to hit March pretty hot. March is going to disappear before we know it, and then everybody's going to have what? We're all going to be doing seasonal tune-ups. We're all going to be excited about the upcoming seasons, and we're going to be throwing guys in vans that, quite frankly, don't know our vision, don't know our values. They don't know how we want them to run the over the top or the play in the house, and we're going to suffer. Our conversion rates will suffer. Our average tickets will suffer, but in the ultimate, our clients suffer because they're not educated and brought up to speed. So I really believe, like, you know, having the law of attraction, using your existing employees is super important. I think every avenue to bring people to your business is super important to have that. But then building the foundational pieces of onboarding and training and the mechanisms that promote a better journey with your clients is everything.
Gotcha. Interesting that you bring up the grading, right? Because most people have A people. Hopefully they have A people, but yeah, maybe B and C. But with HP contractors, what if they're in the C minus kind of D plus kind of area? So a little below average, but you have all this work. It's hard getting in people. How do you navigate those waters?
Well, I think you have to have some people in your world that are going to help you with that, right? Mentors, coaches, people that are going to keep you in balance of what the trends are, what the new technologies are in training. And then I think you have to have a commitment to, you know, being, you have to be a master of your craft today. Like, so if you're a C plus contractor, you have to get better to attract better people. So if you just have this average philosophy in your day that you're just going to charge through it, you're not going to attract the quality people. You're not going to create a better future for yourself. You're going to have challenges along the way around a lot of the different things that, quite frankly, you know, would promote your business to be better for you. But you have to be a master of your craft. You can't be average if you want to build an empire.
How do you teach contractors and then, you know, eventually their higher management how to manage, right? I'm assuming a lot of these folks just were technicians and wanted to run their own business. And then as it grows, you grow more people, but you not haven't necessarily, you know, been going to the management training or where do you find the management training? Perhaps that's CEO Warrior, but to talk a little bit how contractors become better managers, because that's so important.
Yeah, I mean, like for us, we have an event that's called Service Business Growth, and we teach a 3-day event where we go through what we have as foundational pieces for CEO Warrior called the 9 pillars, and we believe it starts there. I think it's and I'll roll through the 9 real quick for you. There's mindset, skill set, and action set, and I'll dive into that a little bit. There's clarity, alignment, and accountability, and then there's coaching, training, and managing for what that looks like and means. Reality for us is everything starts with you. Like, so if you want to build a business and you want to create this journey of growth and sustainability to scale, well, you probably have to re-identify who you are. You have to change who you are every day. I talked about my journey a little bit coming into gold medal and working as a lead generator and then a retail manager and then ultimately a sales manager and director of sales. I think each layer there and level there took a different approach for me of who I am and who I needed to be. And ultimately really kind of dialing into, you know, what was my new identity? How was my new position going to be created by me? What was my commitment to roles, responsibilities, the next levels for me? And that's what we teach. We teach the mindset of that, recognizing that you have to have transformation, you have to have constant evolution in your day. And we really get into the reality of incremental growth every day. And so, like, if I had a service manager, for instance, if he's in the position because he was loyal and had longevity with the company, doesn't mean he's a great service manager, right? And a lot of HVAC contractors they fall into that, right? Because they love loyal people, and you can't buy loyalty, so they just reward it. The problem with that is it probably needs to have a deeper lens of training and a higher you have to address that and really stay connected to improve those guys so that they can really functionally be a great service manager.
It's a good point, because a lot of people, and it's every business, not just HVC, but yeah, it feels like you get promoted because you did a good job at your current job, but not necessarily do you have the skills for the job you're going to. But that's up to the owner, right? To first of all make sure you do, and if you don't, make sure they can get you there, because it's not the individual's fault. They want the raise, they want the title. So it's on the owner, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think, like, look, I think you don't do your business any service by just promoting somebody because they're incredibly loyal. I think I've been an incredibly loyal person to my founders in every position that I've had. I haven't had many jobs in my life. And I'd like to think that, you know, my intensity and my growth and my ability to learn and self-improve has garnered me my promotions and my upside, rather than just me being loyal to them, because dogs are loyal, right? So
they shouldn't run a business, right?
Yeah, they shouldn't be running your household, right? So I think it comes down to your and what I said at the very beginning, talent is everything. And so if you could create layers of improvement in the talent in your business and couple that with great culture and loyalty, man, you're cooking with gas and you can really make magic happen.
I want to talk a little about work-life balance, which we hear a lot about these days, and kind of twofold, right? How can contractors do it? That's very hard when a lot of times you are the business and your name's on the business and there's a certain set of responsibilities. So that part of it. And then also ask you a little bit about employees, because we're talking about hiring and retention. That's what the younger employees want, the work-life balance. So can you talk about it from both aspects?
Yeah, I love and hate this question, right? Because the reality for me as a business owner, fundamentally a critical manager for all my people, I don't necessarily believe in work-life balance. I think what happens is life is here. We are surrounded by all the things we need to do and what we're talking about. And in ultimate reality, we just have to manage that in terms of the time, right? Time is going to be what it is. We got 24 hours a day. All of us have it. So if we don't look inwards in our routines and our habits, and we don't start really kind of developing who we are and make the most of the time that we have, that's really the key. So when you think about a guy, like, let's say a guy who's in a truck, which is all too common in our industry, he loves being in the truck because it's so easy. It really is so easy running a call. That's what he's really super awesome at. And he goes and defaults to easy all the time because he just goes, well, I'll run the call. He tells his wife, who's home answering the phones, honey, I got it. I'm going to run the call. Those guys are busy. I'll go run the call. So that default to easy does not help growth and scale, and it doesn't help him as an individual. So what we have to do, and this is our firm belief at CEO Warrior, is that you have to really kind of reclassify who you are. You have to really take a look at your skill sets, know what you're really talented at, know what's holding you back, and then just redefine your habits, right? Every day, you should be looking to get out of the truck. You should be looking for the next level of mastery for you. How do you become a better version of yourself each and every day? And as an entrepreneur, and you know this, talking to all the people you talk and through your articles and stuff, it's difficult today to kind of redefine who you are, and recognizing that now you need to have financial acumen in your business. Now you got to charge through the marketing contracts and make sure you're a lawyer and a therapist, and you're everything now at your desk rather than that service expert that just goes and runs a call. And so redefining the habits and rituals of your day really kind of promote the next level for who you are. And I think that's really the essence of time management, getting rid of the distractions, recognizing you have to be a person who plans out every day. If you're an entrepreneur, you have to be detailed in your vision and where you're going. And like any business owner today, if you don't know where you're going in 3 or 5 years, how are you ever going to get there?
It's good. We hear it a lot of time. You got to work on your business, not in your business, right? And it's one letter, but it makes a big difference for contractors.
Well, for sure. And in today's world, like, sometimes because of the lack of help, we kind of put ourselves and position ourselves at this routine of, we just go ahead and run the play. And then we miss the opportunities to really, truly grow and scale our business.
How about from the employee aspect of that, trying to find them work-life balance in July when it's 100 and some odd degrees and just the phones are ringing off the hook? You don't want to lose good employees, but I mean, at some point you just got to suck it up, right?
Well, I mean, I don't know if it's suck it up, right? I think there has to be a realization for them to understand it's earning potential for them too, right? They can change their lifestyle in our busy months because we've given them upside, whether or not it's commission or it's spiff and bonus towards the things that they do really well in a home. I think, like, look, business happens for us, and I hate to say this, but we are kind of weather dependent. I really love us to be weather enhanced, but a lot of people in the HVAC world are weather dependent, right? They're waiting for May to happen. They're waiting for June to happen. And in all reality, so are their people, because we've trained them to recognize that this is the time for us. Now, support is really huge, right? How do you support your installers that are working in 140 degree attics? How do we support, you know, the journey of the girl who has to answer 70 calls today, and half of those people are pissed off because it's hot out, right? And so building that temperament of support is really important. And I think, yeah, it's tough. We want work-life balance for the people. We want to make sure that they're having great family lives and healthy lives and all those things. And we're encouraging them to get to the doctors and maintain health and fitness for themselves and all those things that matter. But ultimately, we have to serve our clients when they need us, and we have to kind of be prepared for that. And I think as an entrepreneur, the number one thing to do is create levels of support that teach your employees that you're willing to do everything they're willing to do and go over and above for them to kind of enhance their day.
It's probably how you treat them the 12 months out of the year, right? You're building a little equity. And I know, you know, a lot more contractors now are, you know, having group parties or group events, or did make it like more of a family, which seemed cliche back in the day, but it seems like what employees want now. And then you built that equity, and then maybe you call it in July, right?
Yeah. I mean, I think we learned a lot from like the generational swing, right? When we go from like people like baby boomers to Xers to all the millennials and all that, they want to be part of something, right? And I think like all of us have, it just meant something different for me when I grew up. And now we all want to be part of a journey. We all want to be part of a vision. And if we could know what that is and really be taught that and understand the puzzle piece we play, I think that's really huge. And I think that's all employees really want. They want to be part of something. And they ultimately want to be rewarded.
All right. Well, Mike, appreciate the time. If people want more information on CEO Warrior, I know you talked about some events. I don't know if you have one coming up. If you want to talk to people about what you guys going on, I'd love that.
Yeah. First week of March, 7th, 8th, and 9th, we're going to be in Phoenix. We're taking our show on the road. So, but if you guys hit us up at CEOWarrior.com or servicebusinessgrowth.com, you can learn all about us. You could hop on a call, learn about the fit and what we could bring to the table for you guys. We're a bunch of service experts and owners and critical managers that have kind of taken all of our experience, and we just push it out there to the world and hope to ease some of the pain for entrepreneurs. That's really what we love to do. And I mean, like, look, we have a deep love affair for the HVAC world, and it's promoted and offered so much for me and my family. So being able to do this on a routine basis with all of our clients is awesome.
Phoenix in March doesn't sound that bad.
No, it's a lot better than Jersey in March, I'll tell you that.
All right. Thanks for the time, Michael. Let you get back to your day job there.
Absolutely. I appreciate you guys having me today.